For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap that we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Washington, D.C., just walked in the door. And here I am with my little partner, Ben Mandelker, also of Washington, D.C. He just walked in the door, too. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Yeah, we are truly fresh off of our crazy two-show extravaganza in Washington, D.C., and we're back in L.A. And normally we would be just sort of like segueing into a bedtime situation, but Real Housewives of New York's air – Real of New York's, see? And Real Housewives of New York's head, and we have to cover it. We can't let it slip. Wait another hour, minute. Yeah. Second.
Yeah, we were going to cover it, but then there was a little voice in our head that was like, call me when you're successful, okay? Call me when you do something successful. How about that? And so we just had to get to it. So here we are, Ben. So everybody in D.C., thank you so much for giving us such a great time there. My God, I came back like, da-doy.
Yeah, that was amazing. You could probably hear it in my voice. Like, it was super fun, and it like basically sapped all the remaining energy out of me because we had so much fun. I'm like, bah, 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 right now. And thank you to the kind people who gave us little gifts. I left that city with several Stroopwafels and Toblerones and M&Ms. And honestly, on my United flight back, those were lifesavers. And I'm not talking about the candies. They actually saved my life. I was starving, and I was like, I have almond M&Ms.
Also, Bryce made some ornaments because that guy Bryce is the one who made that Housewives Christmas tree this year that went viral. And so he brought us a couple of ornaments. I got a Leah Black.
I got a Luann.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Those are
so
great.
I'm going to have to get a Christmas tree this year just to use that.
Also, the DC t-shirts kind of were out of control. Every city that we go to, it seems like the t-shirt game, the stakes keep on rising, and DC really, really brought their A game. Even Portia Williams herself liked the photos we put up on Instagram.
Oh, really? How funny.
Yeah. Yeah, she liked it because one of our listeners who came to the DC show made a t-shirt that said, Bye, Ashy, and Portia liked it.
That is hilarious. One of my personal favorites was, this shirt had a pattern on it, but Gail ate it.
Oh my God. Yeah, that one didn't make it in. I didn't have a good photo of it. That was a real shady t-shirt. That was from a woman. There's a woman who came, and she's going to be coming to our Florida show, and she was like, I'm bringing my mom, and just a warning, my mom cried when she met Ann Curry. So
yeah, meeting Ben.
It's going to be serious.
It's just like meeting Ann Curry.
Well, I mean, that's a good segue to remind people that we have many more shows coming up. If you weren't able to see us in D.C., don't you worry. Our next show is Irvine, California. That's Southern California. And then after that, we have many, many more shows, including that Florida show, which isn't until August. Next month, we have like a few tickets left for Chicago, not too many. And then in June, we have Phoenix and San Francisco. That will be fun. San Francisco last time was wild, so that'll be especially wild. It's Gay Pride weekend, so we have a lot of good stuff. Go to watchacrappens.com to buy your tickets now, because The DC shows were like they were truly special. Truly, truly special.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful city. Loved it, loved the venue, loved everybody. And now, guess what? Real Housewives of New York City.
But we have, yeah, this is some serious business we have to tend
Yeah,
to here. This is
we need to
real.
get down
This
to this.
is Real Housewives of New York City. Okay, we don't mess around. This is varsity, and this is the main event for 2018. Real Housewives of New York City on Bravo.
I mean, it's just amazing, sports fans. Watching Luann come in for the beginning of the season, everybody's rooting for her because she stood up to a bunch of cops and beat some cops up or whatever. So then she went to the beer summit at the White House. Just kidding. It was like this big drama, and then she opens up in blackface. It's like, oh my God, can these people just win at least one time in their life without fucking it up?
Well, that's the joy of Luann, you know? I mean, just when
God.
you think you got her figured out, what does she do? She gets up into some Diana Ross blackface with a giant wig that may have a camera from the 40s inside it because it was so tall. I mean, this lady, she never fails to surprise us, ever,
And Bravo
ever.
loves to, reward some crap behavior. So it's like, Luann, you might go to prison. Okay, you get top billing this time, suckers. Bethany got pushed to second to last. Oh, Snapple.
Luann got the final tagline. We went over the taglines last night in DC, so we don't have to go over them again. But yeah, I was proud of Luann getting that spot. That's like, I feel like so many things have happened for
Yeah, so much has
us.
happened, and this, looking at their faces, it's like you know how much it feels like it was just yesterday, but I know it wasn't because it takes a while to heal, facially. And I love everybody's new face. I think Ramona's face is in one of its best iterations. Bethany's work looks just fantastic. It's like she looks
Actually,
very
Bethany looks
natural.
great.
Yeah, she
Bethany
looks
actually looks
great.
great.
Carol looks like a different person. I don't know who she is.
Well, she's been running. She's a marathoner.
She
She's
looks
basically
different, like
like
her hair.
she's basically like a non-drug taking, non-bicycling Lance Armstrong.
Vitamin B is a drug.
I also have to applaud the Kabuki makeup artist who came on board this season, decided to give half the cast Kabuki makeup. That was a very it was a good balance. Like, listen, we have someone in blackface, so let's give everyone else Kabuki makeup,
I know.
okay?
Why not have a King and I season? Why not?
Why not? Like, let's just like put like a nice layer of white makeup on everyone's faces. Let's
Everyone
make
looked
everyone
crazy.
look Everyone looked like they were like rejects from Spirited Away, you know?
They're all bad Japanese drawings. Which those are not bad drawings. I just mean,
Meaning
get
they're
some
Real
Spirited
House
Away,
of New
get some
York.
Spirited Away fans in here. Get all pissed off.
You never know. I'll say that DC show. It's so funny the things you'd say. When I say you, as in like generally, like between the two of us, like you like the we would say something, and man. You never knew what would get like a oh too much. I made a joke about a couch, I think. Oh, I said something about Carol reupholstering her couch, and people were like, oh.
I know people root for some odd stuff. At the end of that show, people almost revolted, and I don't even know what they were talking about, but there were some tables about to fly.
It was something about Erica. The Erica Jane question really caused some murmur. I felt like I was in a testy session of parliament in England. I felt like people are gonna start being like, yeah.
Except it's Housewives, so everybody's a Whig party. We
That
have
was
the Whig
good.
party and the Weave party, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we'll get to the weave jokes. So I watched this on the airplane, which was exciting for me, because I felt special. The guy next to me, he was watching Mother's Day. He voluntarily downloaded that and watched it. I was like, "Why are you watching Mother's Day
With
with like
Debbie
that ens
Reynolds?
no, the like ensemble movie with Julia Roberts and Kate Hudson? Those like
Oh,
there's like New Year's Eve, and then there's like New Year's Eve and
for Christ's
what
sake.
all those movies about holidays." So
Yes.
he watched like Mother's Day, and he was cracking up. It was like Jason Sudeikis gets out of a minivan, and he was like, the row was shaking. I was like, "What?" And then he goes directly from that to It Comes at Night or whatever it's called. I was like, how do you go from Mother's Day to a zombie apocalyptic horror movie?
He had to butch it up for the row.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, listen, you're in a safe space. I'm watching Real Houses in New York City right here, right next to you.
I wasn't. I watched it. I had 3 hours at the airport. I was like, hey, Marriott. Oh. I was like, hey, can I get late checkout? And they're like, sure, what time? And I'm like, 3. And they're like, no. The operator laughed in my face. And I'm like, yeah. 1. And I was like, 2:30. We started doing this bargaining thing. And then I just ended up leaving, you know, with 3 hours to go at the airport. So I had a nice long time to take some notes.
Oh, that's, yeah, me too. I was on a plane. I had nothing to do but take notes and to, like, do that precarious balancing of a cup full of ice, you know, because they give you, like, a little cup and you drink it, and then you have to wait 45 minutes for the garbage to come around. So I had, like, my laptop and a thing of ice. I'm like, one wrong move, this ice is spilling on my laptop. Can't have that happen. Also, sorry, another tangent. See, this is a late night sleepy podcast. We're going to get the tangents tonight. You know what I didn't mention in D.C.?
What?
I can't believe I didn't mention this. I stayed at – well, I stayed at the Kimpton, but it wasn't just the Kimpton. I stayed at the Kimpton Madeira. I was like, I can't believe I'm staying at the Toko Madeira version of Kimpton's. Kimpton Madeira. Rob went to the Kimpton Madeira, but he did not make out with the hostess.
And he wasn't even thinking about it, I know, because he was telling me my thoughts. Oh, hold on. I'm just catching my breath. I don't know why. What was I doing? Nothing. Like, I literally just walked in the door and sat here. I'm looking over my notes like, you can do this.
We were at different altitudes.
So, Ramona.
Things were happening.
Ramona's like, yes. Look, I'm still doing my apartment, okay? I have staff here. It's very important. She's like, I don't want to be anal here, okay? But you know what? I really don't like this here. And it's like a little piece of paper on the ground. Like, Ramona. Ramona's a fucking nightmare of a human being. It's like, this is her first scene, and she's yelling at a bunch of fucking construction workers for there being a piece of paper on the ground.
Yeah. Whoa, this is a minor thing, okay? I know I'm being anal, but it's like, you know, I gotta, like, I don't, like, want this rolled out over here. I'm like,
Oh, sorry, I was just gonna say, I would have stopped myself from being anal, but, you know, that could have saved my marriage. So, next time I'm feeling anal, I'm just gonna do it. Like, you know that's not what they meant, right?
So basically, as this show opens, as you were alluding to, we're getting a little bit of a snippet of what everyone's doing in New York City. And of course, they score it with this, like, accordion, Argentinian, jazz, bossa nova, something or another, whatever. It's, you know, it's like that music that plays on, you know, at the Beverly Center parking structure, where it's like, welcome to Beverly Center. Please get validation and use it in this machine here. Thank you.
Yes, we're already stuck in a fucking nightmare of a garage, and we've just opened the season, okay?
So exactly.
Ramona's holding a Take a Xanax mug, which I liked.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't notice that. That's funny.
I just liked it. She's like, it's my brand. Take a Xanax.
Brand. I hope she got clearance from Xanax, because here's one thing I do know. If we wanted to put a Ramonaism on any Watcher Crappens merchandise, she would probably come after us. So I hope she got Xanax cleared, because she would then know what we deal with, okay?
You don't know what I sleep through at night, okay? Just give her all of Erika Jane's lines.
I know. Like, whoa, I'm on a junk boat. You know what? I'm sorry. I can't get on a junk boat. I don't sail on junk. If I'm going to be on a boat, I want to be of high caliber, okay?
Sorry,
not
okay?
Going to sail on junk.
I'm sorry. I'm just not going to sail on junk. That's just how it goes, okay? So we go over to Sonia's, and she's going through costumes with a purple dog. And she's like, sexy's always good. I'm like, then why are you picking out, like, the It costume? Like, the It clown? It's like a little ballerina girl. I feel like Sonia just should never. Yes, poor Pickles is there, like in the Pirates of the Caribbean, with one of those battery-operated flicker lights.
She's trying to coax a dog to let her out, give her the keys to get her out of the jail cell. Of the basement. It's computer number 3. She's like trying to get computer number 3 to hand her a key through the bars.
I've just said we didn't get to see her take out costumes from the basement, because I really need to see what's happening in that basement this season. That's all I really care. When a new season starts, I need to see the basement. I need to see if she's still got the old labels for the mayonnaise from like 1972. Yeah.
Well, she's got like 10 different Frankenstein costumes. And by that, I mean not the Frankenstein's monster. I mean she's basically takes parts of old costumes and sews them onto new costumes.
Ballerina,
why throw it out?
Pirate.
You can just use it. I got 3 mummy costumes. This way, if one breaks, I have more toilet paper for it, you know?
Oh, Sonia. So then Bethany.
And by the way, her dog. Wait. Did we talk about her dog? Her dog looked like it was rolling around in like a pile of rust. Did you notice Same. That? What did she do to that poor dog?
I don't know, because it's not even like that cute pink dye. It's not even Vanderpump dye where it's like, okay,
no, it's
they're
like
a little
rust
pink.
Brown.
Yeah, he's like velvet cake colored. I think Sonya just like drops him in a pot, you know? She probably does the old school dye, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, so now we go to Bethany with the glam squad, and she's just already talking about something. She's like, yeah, there's like 700 people going tonight. Like, I have to speak. Yeah. I'm like, what are you speaking? She's like, I'm speaking at the Museum of Natural History. Okay. I'm like, I don't think anything on Bravo has a natural history. So I thought that was pretty funny.
It would be funny to see Bethany as like the evolution chart, you know, just like the different Bethany chins throughout the season.
I'm just like, I immediately just wrote down, like, what would it be like for these Real Housewives to walk through the Museum of Natural History? It's like, whoa, look at that whale, this giant blue whale hanging from the ceiling. Okay, it's kind of a lot. It's a baleen whale. Okay.
Okay. Luann would just be like, yo, we have those in my neighborhood.
Would you believe it? It's a caveman. I'm gonna dress up as a caveman for Halloween. How about that?
A black one. A black caveman.
Because they're fabulous. Fabulous cavemen.
So yeah, Bethany, of course, her first scene of any season is like, hey, yeah, what you doing? What's the matter? What's going on? You know, there's 7 people. They're going to come. I'm getting an award. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's an award just for me. It's like, it's always something.
That's what it's going to be a dinosaur. You got to kick out Cynthia and Peter. They're renewing their vows down there. Yeah.
And then she gets a text from Ramona, which I love. Ramona's assistant, who's probably still being traumatized about that piece of paper that was on the floor earlier this morning. But she gets an email, and she's like, Ramona would like to know who's at her table, okay? It's just so Ramona.
Hi, that's just Ramona talking in the third person as her assistant.
Yeah, it's me.
Hello.
It's me, Pomona, Ramona's assistant.
Paloma. Palavery. Hi, this is 19-year-old Madonna.
If a Ramona falls in the wood, but there's no one around to hear it, is it Geraldine Parsons Smith's fault or her father's? That's the question.
This is Ramona's assistant, Debbie Gibson. And Ramona wants to know, and don't get mad because this is the assistant calling, Debbie Gibson. Where is she going to sit and who's she going to sit with? Okay.
Okay. You can call me Deborah.
I'm friends with Avery. You might be confused because you'll see Avery walk in. You'll be like, there's Avery and there's her good friend. And be like, no, just remember her good friend is Ramona. Okay. Mm-hmm. She may look like she's Avery's age, but she's not.
Oh my God. Is that Avery? No, it's Pomona. We go over to Tinsley's, and now Tinsley's dog just walks right into the kitchen, looks up at her, and pisses. And then she's like, you went in the wrong place. Bitch, you did not walk your dog, okay? When the dog comes right in front of you and pees right in front of you, that's really bad. She's never going to be able to have children, okay? Her children will just be left in that crib and have a flathead forever.
Yeah, sending your dog down on a trip on the dumbwaiter does not count as walking your dog, okay? You know, she does that. She's like, okay, time for your walk. And like, closes the little shaft. It's like, see you in like a minute.
It's like,
and then it comes back. It's basically like the scene in Big Business with Duke.
Dear Tinsley, Pomona found your dog.
Wait, now Ramona's calling on behalf of Pomona?
No, Pomona was calling. Oh. Ramona's assistant.
Oh, I thought you said that. Pomona found the dog. You said,
yeah, Pomona found
Pomona.
Him. She's like, oh, dear Tinsley.
But you said, dear Tinsley, Pomona. This is the second assistant now. This is Deborah Gibson, the second assistant. Hi, this is Deborah Gibson, the second assistant. Pomona's very busy because her boss, Ramona, is so busy all the time with so many social obligations. So therefore, me, Deborah Gibson, is here to pick up the slack. We found a little dog in the dumbwaiter, okay?
If you don't come downstairs and get it right now, we're giving it to Tiffany, okay? I love it's Deborah Gibson, Tiffany and Pomona.
Tiffany is Avery's assistant. Pomona. Wow, the Watcher Crappin' stable of fictional characters just went up by three very quickly. We don't add many to that. We add them pretty slowly, you know. But that was a three right there.
Oh, so now over at Dorinda's just talking to heads in jars. It's very disturbing.
You skipped a vital scene.
I did?
Yeah. Just, you see Carol just like running through the streets.
You know why? Because I wrote car runs. Because it's just like the first three. And I was like, a car runs? Like, what am I taking notes on the traffic now? Which was, it actually was more of an interesting idea than watching Carol run.
Exactly. And then we saw, first of all, this made me very happy. I'm sure we've already seen it on the show many times, but this time it struck a chord with me. Before we, like, to establish we're going to Dorinda's place, we saw an external shot of, I guess it was supposed to be her building. I'm not sure. What I do know, I'm fairly certain about this, for those of you who are like me, big fans of The City, formerly on MTV, well, I mean, formerly in existence, it was Whitney Port's old building with its balcony.
Really?
Yeah, it made me very excited. I was like, oh my God, I love that show, The City.
Oh, anyone yeah, out I love there? That one, let's too. Olivia Palermo five. Was evil. They need to. Oh, Olivia Aaron Palermo Catherine. Needs to be back on our television at some point soon.
Oh, well, she still does stuff. She's still around.
Not
she's
enough. Social...
She'll wind up on this show. Listen, she's going to follow Tinsley right onto this show. But anyway.
She's like, Olivia Palermo, why did you pee on my rug?
So as you were saying, we now go to Dorinda, who is talking to several severed heads around her apartment.
Yeah, they're all in jars, which, you know, I can't believe she didn't start crying about Richard. It's like, if there's change, she cries about Richard. If there's a half-filled balloon, she cries about Richard. But if there's literal severed heads, she's like, Richard's not here.
Yeah. So she opens up a box. She ordered... for Halloween, she's having a Halloween party. She's like, I'm an equal holiday person. And so she ordered Lady Gaga's famous bubble dress from like 10 years ago. You know, it was like the little hamster balls all around her. So she found one online, but what she didn't realize is that it wasn't a Lady Gaga dress. It was a Lady Gaga dress kit, which means assembly was required.
Yeah, it's a leotard and terrariums, basically, that some queen is sending out and making a living off of.
Exactly. She's like, well, I'm having a Halloween party, and the theme is famous people dead or alive. I'm like, that's just famous people.
No, yeah, she said the theme is people who are famous people who are still alive. I think it's that we're still alive.
I think it was dead. No, it said dead or alive.
Yeah, because then Amelia Earhart's dead. Well, we don't know, actually.
Well, we don't know, but Lucille Ball. I'm fairly certain that Lucille Ball died in 1989.
Yeah, I just wrote down the wrong instructions and then watched the rest of the show and then still was confused. My God, it's really good to see Lucy and Ricky still together.
And so Dorinda's like, she's looking through this box or package, and just all these like terrariums, as just half plastic bubble thing. She's like, "This isn't a dress. This is a bunch of bubbles."
Yeah, like, what am I supposed to do? Hey, listen, is this SNL? Is this SNL? Can I speak with Lauren?
Yeah, Snooki. Listen, Jersey Shore's having a family reunion tonight, and I got bubbles to put on with Gaga, okay? Oh, my God. It's all coming back together to the Hills, because the first time we laid eyes on Lady Gaga was when she appeared on the Hills, when Kelly Catrone was like, there's this woman named Lady Gaga who's going to be performing at this club, and Lauren, you have to zip her the back of her crazy outfit. See? All full circle.
Wow. God, we've been on this earth a long time.
We really have.
We remember the pre-Gaga days, so.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
Yeah, pre-Gaga was prime Catrone, so.
Gaga.
Bubble. Dress.
I remember when even Lady Gaga was Dr. Gaga. God, what a good dentist.
So she's the queen, of course, is like, Dorinda Medley, of course, send it to me. We will glue them on, girl.
She's like, let me get thank you so much. You should stop selling these kits so seriously. Like,
so Museum of Natural History.
Give me a break. Break me off a PCI little Gaga dress kit cat bar.
I had to meet one, but China laid it right off of me.
So Museum of Natural History. Bethany's like, what, are you going to run that lady over? Because she's with her her father figure.
Kevin.
I his name.
Kevin,
yeah,
the Kevin. Chauffeur. He's like, I will be your father figure. Put your tiny cash in my wallet.
It's like, listen, Papa, don't preach, okay?
Okay. You know what? You know what? You know what? How about Triceratops a little less? Okay, get it? Because I'm going to the National History Museum. Triceratops, get it?
So she's on the red carpet, and we get to get caught up with everything that Bethany's doing in the world and helping helping Puerto Rico and helping Houston. And she's like, I mean, it's contagious. It's like you're connecting, and then you're like, oh, my God, now how can I not help? Like, what am I going to just sit here? What am I going to just sit here and, like, you know, talk about Hillary's goddamn emails for the rest of my life? It's like there's already so much trouble brewing here.
Yeah.
Because we're wondering already, like, why isn't Carol here? Why isn't she mentioning Carol? Like, what's going
exactly.
on?
Exactly. She's like, be strong. Be strong is my charity. It's for women. It's for women and families in crisis. And I was like, but wait a second. This is a crisis. It's like literally like a hurricane crisis. And I was like, wait, I can be a crisis mode. So I'm turning into Dorinda. I'm like, yeah. So she's like, well, Puerto Rico, like there was a hurricane in Puerto Rico. And Dennis was like, don't go there. Like, that's not when you're supposed to go there. And I was like, that's when I want to go. I want to go. I like going to Puerto Rico when it's like hurricaned out. Like, I love a hurricane. I love a hurricane in Puerto Rico. So I decided to go.
Like, and guess why wouldn't I go there? Like, it's like somebody telling you, like, oh, hello, Mr. Fireman. Don't go to the house that's on fire because it's on fire. Like, go to a house that's not on fire. Like, who does that? Like, what are you going to just sit around and eat sushi as a fireman? Like, that's ridiculous. It's stupid.
What? Yeah, what, like a hurricane has an eye? What, it's like a cyclops? Like a windy cyclops? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's going on? What's the matter? Like, literally kill me right now. Like, honestly, if you tell me about the eye of the hurricane one more time, try to make me think there's a hurricane that's going to eye. If the hurricane can see me, I can see the hurricane. I'm looking at the hurricane. It's looking at me. That's what you're trying to tell me. Literally just, like, kill me right now. Kill me right now. Just put me down on the beach and just let my throat with a seashell.
Yeah, literally, like, I actually want to help hurricanes. Like, they need help, you know? Like, I want to help women hurricanes.
It's contagious.
I want to help women hurricanes who have bad eyes. Like, that's what I'm here. Be real, okay?
This is a hurricane crisis for women. This is a women's hurricane. It's wind.
She's like, wind. And that's where these hashtag this is a crisis shirts came from. That's where they came from. I mean, I'm sure you're seeing them everywhere, but that's where they came from. She's like wearing a shirt. Oh man.
Yeah, so we see all the cell phone footage of her helping out. And then I wrote down, Ronnie is going to accuse Bethany of staging all of this.
I didn't. How do you like that?
I'm very impressed. I really thought you were going to pull out a conspiracy theory.
Nope. I don't have one. So sorry to disappoint you. Bethany's doing something good for the world. There, I said
really
it. Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
She really was doing major stuff. And she's like, yeah, like, it started off as just like a thing. I went down there. And then all of a sudden, like, we got a warehouse donated. I don't even know how I did this. We got planes. We got barges. I don't know how we did it. We're still doing it. And then they cut to Ramona. I'm like, and then there's Ramona. Not doing it. Definitely not doing it. Ramona's like, whoa, here's what I did. I went and got shoes for myself. Because now that I have better shoes, I can be more comfortable and I can think about donating now.
Ramona's like, I did everything I possibly could. And she gave $3,000. I was like, come on, Ramona. That's nothing for Ramona. She should have sent in Mario or something. But, Tinsley cracks me up because she's at least honest. She's like, it is amazing watching her with all of these crises. She's like, I've been watching on Instagram, and it's, like, great. It's really great. At least they're not faking it on this show. It's like, well, Bethany won't return my calls, but I do see her on Instagram, so good for her. I sent her $10,000 and got a really killer tax break, so here I am.
I don't understand why Bethany always talks about crises. I mean, like... She doesn't even help me when it's like 1:30 in the morning and like room service is shut off for the night. Like, that's a crisis too.
I know. Like, she's worrying about crises, but she's always telling me not to crises. It's not fair.
Oh, it's not fair. Ramona was like, I gave as generously as I could. Like, what do you think some of the things are that Ramona donated to Puerto Rico?
I think her check bounced. I don't even believe that her check went through. It was probably just like one of those back of the checkbook checks, you know, that don't actually work.
Whoa. Now I hear it's really wet down there in Puerto Rico and a lot of things have flooded. So I'm going to donate a crate of Ramona Pinot Grigio, which is extra dry. It'll keep you dry.
Pinot
Grigio.
She just, they don't have any water over there and she just sent some cups. Dang it. Enjoy these. You're gonna really love it. Just ask your local liquor store. You know,
this is some potable wine.
Portable wine.
Potable. Oh. Potable wine.
I like Ramona thinking that she came up with portable wine. She's like, look, it's like wine, but you can take it anywhere. It's portable.
My boss, Ramona Singer, has sent this potable wine, portable wine to you people of Puerto Rico.
Signed, all right, Pomona. All right, Pomona. All right, Pomona, we get it, all right? Tell Ramona that her check bounced.
All right, okay. It's like, it's portable, Puerto Rican wine. Yeah, we get it, okay.
Hey, Puerto Rico, call me when you've done something successful, okay? I like it. Just to select the idea of Bethany walking around and screaming at crises.
So, yeah, so basically where this all ends is there's this big gala, and it's like, you know what? It's a big gala, and I'm proud of Bethany because she's speaking without bleeding all over the floor. And yet, I think it's a little strange that Carol isn't here. What's up with that?
She would be the first person invited normally, but she's not even here. I don't know what's happening. So Dorinda and Luann. So Luann comes over to Dorinda's house, and she's like, oh my God, look at you. Luann, look at you, little girl. She's a little girl. Get on in here. And she's like, well, we really don't see each other often enough, do we? She's like, well, you can move to the Berkshires, and you can come live with me on the weekends. We can be like girls. You know, just girls doing girl things together. She's like, well, you can come to the Hamptons, too, poor person.
Yeah. Yeah, Dorinda wants Luann to come to the Berkshires, and that way they can hang out and wear caftans around the house all day. This is not the first time that Dorinda makes some very specific plans with her lady friends.
On doing Grey Gardens. Like, that's her goal. Grey Gardens is her goal, which is so Dorinda.
So now this is our first Luann scene of the season, and it is just great. Like, every sentence that Luann says is almost like our impersonation of Luann, you know? Because she's sitting there, she's like, I never thought I'd be here, but here I am, divorced.
What a whirlwind. You know, I had blinders on, and when I look back, I see warning signs, and what Bethany said just haunts me. She's like, well, that's fitting, because it's Halloween. Look at Bethany's head right next to you.
How spooky. How spooky those warnings against Tom. So spooky, Bethany. Haunting me like an old house. Or an old penthouse, which is what I used to live in.
It's like that time I hit a deer in the cul-de-sac and then realized on my way when I was backing up and leaving the scene of the crime that there was a picture with a deer on it in the road. And I just never knew what those were for. God, I'm learning to see the signs everywhere I go.
Did you ever see that movie, the penthouse on Haunted Hill? That's basically what my life was like for the past 2 years.
I'm the dodo bird who wouldn't understand that it was actually a haunted hill.
Who puts a penthouse on a hill? It's sort of unnecessary, really.
The haunted wraparound balcony on Tom Hill. So, she's like, well, you know, I've suffered. You know, Dorinda, I've been suffering, Dorinda. It's just been suffer, Dorinda. Suffering.
I suffered a lot. I mean, I really suffered a lot. I couldn't stop this merry-go-round. And by the way, there was something about this divorce that made Luann's Connecticut accent really come out. Because she was really like, sorry. I'm so sorry. And then but one of my favorite things was she was describing the fall of Tom. And we got to see a wonderful montage of them falling in love and it just all falling apart, which was great. And she's like, ultimately, the last straw was really the lack of respect. The respect, it wasn't there. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Halloween costume.
I feel an Aretha coming on. Please don't. Please. So she keeps mixing her metaphors. She's like, you want to hear something? Well, no. She goes, water, it was tumbling in. That water was just tumbling in, and I couldn't breathe. I was in the poor section of the Titanic and just couldn't breathe. I went through a lot. I've suffered, Dorinda. She's like, yeah, well, you're going to keep running back to town. She's like, no. Well, hold on. Let me think about it. Possibly. Well, not running, because Carol's running now, and I don't want to seem like I'm copying her like Bethany did with my hair that time.
Dorinda in her interview tells us, you know, she's like, I don't think Tom's a bad guy. I just don't think Tom should be a married guy. And the only reason why I mentioned that is that she was totally wearing a velvet Revolutionary War soldier blazer. I was like, okay, the Hamilton craze has gone too far.
Yes. Time to stop, guys. Time to stop. Reel it in. Reel it in, guys.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something? Sonya. She goes around saying, I'm dating like crazy. Would you believe it? Sonya, of all the people. Sonya.
I don't appreciate that. But, you know, I did hear from all the girls, except you won't believe this. Carol. Nothing. I've heard nothing from Carol. Yeah, that's a shock.
Yeah.
I think we're all waiting for Carol to call you.
And let me tell you something else about Sonya. When she found out I was getting divorced, she sent me a text saying, oh my god. That was her making fun of Sonya's accent. Oh my god.
And then she started sucking down mayonnaise from 1973. Who has that?
She sent me an emoji of a man working on a laptop. I didn't even understand it.
I told her, stop sending me eggplant, Sonya.
I was so confused. So I sent her a Christmas tree back. I thought maybe that might shake some sense into her, and she had the nerve to send back an apricot.
So Bethany, so then we get the other girls, because she's like, I simply can't believe that my good friend and close colleague, Carol Radzivill, wouldn't even give me a text. Not even a text. And Dorinda goes,
not even a
friend
emoji.
She's like, you're not even friends. Come on. She's like, well, I thought we were good. I thought we were good. And then we cut to Carol, and she's like, we all understand the reason she got divorced. We just don't understand why she got married.
I'm just constantly thinking of Carol dressed as Amelia Earhart. That's like, it's like she finally landed on her perfect look. Because that's every time we reference Carol, I keep imagining her with a little aviator's hat with the glasses.
Yes. She's always like lost at sea. She really does look good with a shower cap type look. I think that really worked for her.
It's a nice touch.
It's my last summer. So Ramona, they're cutting to all the girls and what their thoughts on this divorce. And Ramona's like, oh my god, it's like waiting for a train wreck to happen, you know? Like, you know it's going to happen, and then you're just sitting there and you're waiting. Then it happens.
My favorite thing to do is to go down to Grand Central Station and wait on the platform and be like, okay, train, I'm ready for you to wreck. And it never happens. Very sad.
It takes a long time. I make Pomona wait for me. And then when she sees the wreck about to start, she texts me. But it's really hard because I live on a very high floor. So getting back down there quick enough is really difficult.
I'm like, Pomona, check out your webcams. How do the train tracks look across the metropolitan area? It looked like there are any problems. Is the ghost of Casey Jones out there? Good. He's not.
And then Bethany's like, well, you know, you can count on death, taxes, and Luann getting divorced. That's pretty much that.
Sonya had the best analogy, of course. She was like, yeah, remember that camel back in Morocco? Which is funny because we were talking about that last night. And they show the flashback of Luann getting thrashed around on a camel. Again, another great facet to Luann. She's like, yeah, their relationship is sort of like that.
Yeah, maybe she's just supposed to get on a new camel. It's like, Sonya, please don't stop drinking.
Yeah.
That's a general letter to this entire cast, okay? So Dorinda's like,
and by the way, Sonya's kabuki makeup was really out of control. It wasn't even kabuki makeup. Someone just came with like a paint roller and just like
Sherman Williams. We finally found out why Sherman is so rich on the Shots of Sunset. Paint. He's a paint maven.
Paint misbehaving. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a perfect idea for a costume.
Oh, what a grand idea.
I'm going as Nell Carter from Ain't Misbehaving. I mean, she's a singer, I'm a singer, you know.
And then midway through, we'll have a costume change. I'll be Nell Carter from Give Me a Break. As in, seriously, ladies, give me a break, Carol. And then I'll drop a little Dustbuster in the fish tank. It'll be hilarious.
Wait a minute, you think that's inappropriate? Fine, I'll be Nell Carter from Annie on Broadway Reprise.
Fine, I'll just be Shirley from It's Happening, or whatever it's called. What's happening? I don't know. It's just Halloween costumes.
I'll be the entire cast of 227. They all sing,
right? We call
it
228.
She sounds so innocent. I have to go as a singer, right?
Can I get an amen? No, literally, I would like an amen costume, please.
Now, are you the preacher or the dry cleaning maven?
I'd like to be Roz Ryan.
I'm getting my sermons confused. So, over at Tinsley's Hotel Apartment, which I just love that chyron. Tinsley's Hotel Apartment.
Hotel Apartment.
She's like, hi, could you send me some charcuteries? Oh, I don't know if I said that right. Oh.
And then the doorbell rings and she opens the door and it's Carol. She's like, hi. Oh, I thought you were the cheese plate, but oh my God, this is almost as good.
Carol's like, hi, I'm here. She's like, doesn't it look different here? I added pillows and picture frames. It's like, you still haven't taken your dog out, okay? I'm now counting.
Yeah. She's like, I am such a different person now than when I lived at Sonia's. Like, my hair is straight now on some days. Like, a huge amount of growth. I'm just so happy to be in my hotel room. And it's mine. I'm like, it's a hotel room. Do you hear what you just said? It's a hotel room. It's like literally the definition of temporary, not yours.
They leave the lights on for you. So the cheese plate gets delivered and Carol goes, this is your life? So I just love that Carol's pretending to be impressed over a cheese plate. And Tinsley's like, yeah, here I am. Heloise, all grown up. And then she named her dog Bambi. You know, that's just not good. Bambi's mom dies, okay? And you are Bambi's mom. What are you doing?
Listen, she is the offspring of Dale. And listen, Dale is... any of Dale's progeny will always survive past the hunter's bullet. What am I saying? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's fun. It's like listening to you do a puzzle in your head.
I know, it's like, I'm doing Dale Sudoku. Like, how can I connect Dale to Bambi? Dale's like, it's not that hard. I dated Bambi's chief animator back in the 20s.
So let's see, they're friends now. She's broken up with Scott. But
it's a long distance. Happened.
It's just like a pressure cooker, which I don't even know what that is, a pressure cooker. And girl's like, bubbling inside? Yeah. Bubbling. Like, this show is called Housewives. Like, at least pretend. Okay, so she's like, I'll fix you up. I was like, oh, geez. Haven't you done enough, ma'am?
And then Carol starts talking about Adam, and basically their relationship continues to be downgraded. And she's like,
I don't even call him my boyfriend, but I mean, he brings me coffee every day. I mean, some days he brings me coffee. Some days he brings me coffee.
I've never heard coffee used as fucking, ever.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because it's bitter, and then you stink for a long time after. Wait a minute, I get it.
You can get addicted to it. And then she's like,
you know, people, I like banging Adam, and like people say things that like, well, Adam gets to have his cake and eat it too. It's not fair. But then I think, I like cake too.
I'm like, and this is why you and Bethany are no longer close.
Because you like cake.
Because you admit that you like cake. What, you like cake?
Like, what are you, a cake eater?
Like skinny girl cake? Like,
Jesus
like
Christ,
like real
disgusting.
Cake? Or like cake that's like matzah, like a flat cake. No,
I want to help women who are in trouble and who can resist cake. Okay,
it's like you're a Komodo dragon right now. Like what are you? What is this? Sticking your tongue out like that? I can't. Like literally, you know what? We're not friends anymore. I can't. Cake like a. Lily, you can have your cake and eat it too. And you know what? Go fuck your cake. I don't want any cake.
Yeah, tell your cake to go fuck itself. How about that? How about you tell your cake, call me when you do something successful? Okay? How about that?
You know that Rihanna song that goes cake, 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 cake? You know what I call it? Gross, 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 gross. It's not a good song. Point is this. I don't like it. I don't like cake.
So let's see. Next up is Abracadabra, Ramona in a Halloween store, which is hilarious. Just
so
how
brilliant.
She's looking at everything like, oh my God, Carol, I didn't know you were going to be here. It's like some little skeleton over in the corner. Like, ah!
Ramona. Ramona literally goes, I can be a lady of the night, sort of like Mario's mistress, who he's already broken up with and caught her cheating on a nanny camp. Guy, whoa, this is crazy. One time I was looking at a nanny cam and like Lisa Vanderpump's like, nanny gay. Oh.
Even Ramona knows who nanny cam is.
But she's anyway.
So Ramona's just walking around talking to the different scary things. She's like, hello, Mr. Frankenstein. Good to see you.
Mr. Frankenstein. Haven't seen you since AOA.
So Ramona's like, Sonya would wait this. Like squeal laughing. And she's like, I don't know what's going on with Sonya because we left Mexico very happy. And then they show the clip of them at the end of the Mexico trip where she's like, you're like that train wreck that you're waiting for a train wreck. And then you're like, why am I waiting for a train wreck when it's the ocean and you're a tide in the ocean, a tide pod. People try and eat you. Just because of kids and they're
Pomona,
stupid.
Ramona, I need my floaties. So, yeah. I think it's funny that, like, every season of Real Housewives of New York starts with everyone mad at Sonya. Like, what goes on in the summer? Like, Sonya goes berserk and babbles to Page Six, and they all get mad. So when they start filming in September or October, they're always like, I'm so sick of Sonya saying such ridiculous things to the press. Like, every season.
Every single time. And then Sonya comes, and you know that Sonya knows that she's in trouble. Because Sonya, it's like, no one is talking to each other off season, apparently. Or certainly no one's talking to Sonya. So when she comes in, she knows she's in deep shit. Because she's like, hi, what's up, girl? Oh, yeah. What's up, girl? Oh, gosh, finding you is like finding a needle in a haystack. Wow, gosh, it's good to see you. Gosh, it's good. And Ramona's like, it's sad.
Yeah, because Sonya's like, well, you know, I spent all summer going to Europe, you know, Saint-Tropez and the Nigerian football team on the yacht. And, of course, there's the incident where I, you know, I qualify for the Olympics and I had to go to training. And
you know, like, it was just an onslaught of work when I won that Oscar for Fences. So it's just been really difficult for me. And
then I built a fence for Oscar. It was a lot.
And then they show her tucking her stomach into her pants because she's eating a lot of croissants. Because she's like, well, you know me in Europe. Oh, I just got so fat with all the croissants in Europe. And no one's believing her. You know, it's like, we see you on social media, okay?
I believe her because
I believe that she went, but Ramona's looking at her like, Vaya?
Ramona's like, you didn't go to Europe.
Yeah.
Well,
you ordered Ramona's that from Starbucks.
We know a Starbucks croissant. We know what those Starbucks croissants can do to you because, Ramona's like, you've been in the Hamptons and you're acting like you can't find me, but I'm down the road and specifically down the road south of the highway, okay?
Yeah. Ramona's trying to be subtle, hinty Ramona, where she's like, well, you know, I went to Costa Rica and I juiced and I got off all those meds because it turns out that the antidepressants were making me hungry for croissants. And I haven't even seen Luann since she got a divorce. I mean, gosh, what's she been doing? She's like, oh, I saw her in the Hamptons, actually. You know, the Hamptons? You know
that Hamptons, place? Where maybe you... The place that you're calling Costa Rica, but it's actually Hamptons? Yeah, that's where I saw Luann.
So they're starting off rough, but Ramona's like, I need a friend, okay? So then we go over to Carol.
And by the way, I also want to mention that Ramona spent the entire scene wearing a black rose crown, which was, you know, it's like the details on this show. Small details, but they really, it's what elevates it. The use of props sometimes, something as simple as that. Also, we should also mention the fact that when they start talking about Luann, Sonya, because they're talking about the divorce, Sonya's like, you know, with Tom, like, you go out with him, you have so much fun with him, and then, you know, maybe you fuck him. You know, I fucked him. You were lovers. I'm like, really, Sonya, you're still going to flaunt this still?
Yep, that's our girl. So speaking of flaunting stuff, Carol's like, look, I just picked up a semi-truck and threw it across a room. I've never exercised in my life. Now I'm doing crosswalk fit.
Yeah, it was Carol at the gym. She's like, you know, yeah, she wasn't happy with her body at 54 and she wanted to start working out towards a goal. So we see her working out. We see her doing the saddest jumping jacks I've ever seen in my life. It looked like she was lifting a grocery bag off of the checkout thing. It was like these hands were not going above her head. It was like a little like arms raising up 3 inches and down again.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, oh.
But I love the editors throwing in that like 80s athletic montage, training montage music to Carol. It was like, it sounded like a long lost track from Asia, you know, the band Asia, not the continent.
It's like Rocky. It's like,
yeah.
Adrian!
So then Bethany goes to her she's going to her charity thing, and she's like, oh, Cookie died. And I'm like, oh great, this is really a fun trend right now on Bravo with all the stories merge. It's like, how many times do we have to talk about somebody's dead dog? I feel like Bravo is trying to get me to break down on this podcast, and I'm not gonna do it.
Dead dogs are like the new vagina waxing on Bravo.
Jesus.
Like every week, it's like another poor doggy. It's
so sad, dude. And then you see why Snapchat stock tanked. It's like Bethany just like crying and like, who does that? Don't do that.
Poor Cookie, because Cookie has been on the show since the beginning. And I just was, because I was on the plane. And you know, when you're at a higher altitude, you're more likely to cry. So I didn't cry, but instead my brain went to a weird place where I was just imagining Pink Dog and Cookie arriving at the pearly gates of dog heaven. Oh. And that like Milu is there in like Tina Turner earrings. And it's like, now you must go to the Thunderdome to be who's the best dog heaven thing. My brain went to a weird place.
Don't need another hero. Well, when she was
very proud dog,
she's like, well, people write and they say that when dogs pass, they go to the Rainbow Bridge. I'm like, were you watching Thor?
Or playing Mario Kart?
They say, yeah.
So this is really sad.
You have to go to Bowser's Castle and save him.
Yeah, so it was sad. I have no dead dog jokes today, guys. Sorry.
It was really sad, no, because Cookie has actually, you know, some of these dogs, they come and they go. Like, Pink Dog never really had a moment. But, like, I would say behind Jiggy, Cookie is one of the most prominent dogs on Bravo, and Cookie didn't really have a lot of time in the spotlight, but was always there. I mean, that was the thing in the first season of the show 10 years ago, the season one, everyone had a family in the opening credits, and Bethany just had Cookie. It was kind of like this little joke, right, that everyone had a family, was married or was in a relationship, and she just had this dog, and that's all that she had. And I was like, oh, look at that one, she's the single one, you know. But that was Cookie, and now, you know.
Yeah, R.I.P. Cookie, RIP Cookie. So Dorinda is getting pre-partying. You know, she's doing her pre-party thing. Carol comes in as Amelia Earhart, and she's like, oh, Mr. Potato Head, you're looking so good. She's like, it's Amelia Earhart. I love Bob Newhart.
Are you going to mention Dorinda's stylist or makeup person?
No, because I refuse to believe that he is not working with the queen at the moment, okay? Get your ass to Saudi Arabia, sir. I don't know what the hell you think you're doing. You can't just change queens.
Luke
Dubai,
from...
Dubai, yeah.
Yeah, Luke, a.k.a. Caroline Stanbury, is gay, from Ladies of London. He has crossed the pond to find a new reality star. Because apparently he can't get a job at Priv, which is owned by the by the network.
I like to think of Dorinda doing Caroline Stanbury's lines. Left, all right, forward, backwards,
Valentina,
forward.
Valentina, Pauline, Valentina, Bisa.
So Carol's like, well, I don't usually do Halloween because let's face it, it's where girls dress like sluts and feel good about themselves.
Like, that's a new one.
I was like, yeah, that's what we do too. What's your point?
Yeah.
So Dorinda's like, well, is she Ramona? Luann? I haven't seen Hyla Hair, Sonia. It's like playing Where's Waldo.
Yeah, everyone's mad at Sonia.
Dorinda always starts off mad at Sonia. Like, she really does. Is now like Dorinda's. I think she's been furious at Sonia every single season that she's been on.
Yeah. Not well, bitch.
Yeah. So she tells Carol, she's like, speaking to Luann, she said you didn't call. And Carol's like, everything I do is wrong. Okay? Maybe she should have called all of us to call us jealous bitches for 2 years, huh? Still waiting, honey. So Carol has decided that she's just going to be a total cut fitness this year. And I'm actually here for this.
Yeah, I like it. She's just like, fuck this. Fuck this.
Yeah, she's like, Carrie Bradshaw is dead to me now, okay? That didn't work out. Now I just have some stinky hippie boyfriend who won't trim his, you know, ball hair. So I'm just going to be a bitch now. And I like it.
Yeah, that's the glory of being older. You get to do that to people. So, and the Lady Gaga costume finally arrives, and I actually was, like, really delighted watching the joy on Dorinda's face as she shimmied into this thing. She, like, walks into the room and does, like, a little, like, shimmy with these little orbs around her, and it was cute, but it kind of reminded me of like, a Koopa Troopa. I don't know why. I was like, this is giving more Koopa Troopa than it is Lady Gaga, but I like it. I actually really like it a lot.
She just looked like a dollar store terrarium to me, but I still like...
She just looked like one of a thousand suds, you know, those commercials, you know, where the suds go into the toilet bowl and, like, race around and they leave. That's she just looked like that.
I'm Lady Gaga, now who's Mrs. Bubbles?
Hey, the race is starting soon. Whoever gets around the toilet bowl fastest wins.
Hey, Tinsley, you just say hello to John Medestri. Medusa,
John Medusa. Don't look at him, you turn to stone.
Hey, so Sonia comes in as Lucy and Ricky with
Rocco.
Oh, we're
at the party now, by the way.
We're at the party. And she comes in as Lucy and Ricky. And Rocco, poor Rocco, he, like, mistreated, abused Rocco, okay?
Yeah.
Is still being dragged along by Sonia. And he's like, Lucy, are you home? I love bread. Do you want to eat some bread? It is all about the bread, Lucy.
And Sonia's like, you know, last year I was playing around with Frenchie, but that was just for fun. Rocco, you know, he's definitely playing the long game. I'm like, the long game? How many more napkins does he have to pretend to be, like, entertained by, okay? Just let's move this relationship along a little faster,
yeah,
okay?
She's like, he's into me for the rest of his life, which probably should be about 6 more months. So he's in it for the long game.
Meanwhile, Tinsley's dress is Madonna, and John dresses SWAT, as you may have mentioned. And, of course, John walks up to her and goes, are you supposed to be a virgin?
Oh, I know. It's like he only has one line, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. It's not even me too. It's like you too.
Ew, too. So ew. Ramona is – Ramona comes. It's Britney Spears. Hey, red.
Oh wait, before Ramona comes in, I just want to say that, like, when Sonia and Rocco come in, Sonia says she just wants to hang out with Rocco because he has to leave soon, so she's not going to talk to anyone. And then she's like, look at all the girls sitting there on the couch. They're acting like a clique. I'm like, yeah, they're acting like cast members of a show that you're on, and you're in the clique. Why are you so angry?
She's so weird. She's like, I'm just going to stand here and not say hello to them until Rocco leaves. It's really odd, but she knows what's coming to her, and I think she doesn't want them to scream at her right in front of Rocco.
Yeah, and now Sonia's doing the, you know, I haven't heard from Tinsley all summer. So everyone's doing that. We know, I haven't heard. Do these people not know about texting or emails? It's very simple. And no one even recognizes Sonia because they're like, look at that person in a non-slutty costume. Well, it certainly is not Sonia because that doesn't make sense.
And they're like, what is she talking about over there? And Sonia's just like, am I blinking like Lucy? Am I blinking like her? And then she's just blinking her huge plastic, you know, eye accoutrement. And they're just looking at her like, what's she saying? She's like, blink, blink. Is it like Lucy, Rocco? And he's like, Lucy. It's like, okay, Rocco. I'm glad that Rocco's making some kind of effort, but not really.
Yeah, yeah. But to get back to what you were saying before, dun, dun, dun. Whoa, you're right. Yep. Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart.
And we were just friends. Oh, baby, baby. So, did you know that Ramona, I read this
I'm
on
a
our
slave
Facebook.
For, oops, I did it out of control.
Wait a minute, that was my costume. I'm going to go change. I'll be back, girls. So, did you hear, I read this on the Facebook group today, it was cracking me up, that she stole that costume from the lip sync battle? She goes on really? Lip sync battle and performs against somebody, I forgot who, and then she stole the costume that they gave
oh
her.
Oh my god. I'm surprised they even had her on lip sync battle in the first place, but she stole, of course.
I mean, that shit is hilarious, okay? And then just no shame. She shows up on TV with it. So Ramona, what? Fell out of a trunk. Picked it off the ground. Okay. Whoops. I did it again. I stole another outfit again.
Whoa. I'm sort of like Avery. I'm not a girl. I'm not yet a woman. Okay. Whoa. This is crazy. This one time was a little girl. I was like, I want to be a pop star. I want to sing in malls. And Geraldine Parsons-Smith was like, no, you can't do that. You don't have a singer's voice. You need to be home making lotions. And to this day, I've never been in a mall. I'm sorry, but it's true.
I would believe that, actually, because she was so confused. My favorite Ramona moment of the past few years is when she went on that Andy show, that dating show, Love Connection. Yeah. And he's like, you went to the Olive Garden? And she's like, they just kept bringing bread. So much bread.
What a weird thing. You know, one of our listeners ran into Portia out and about, like, yesterday. And very sweet. First, she told Portia, oh, my God, you got to listen to Watch Her Crappens. And second of all, Portia told her that she just filmed Love Connection. So Portia is going to be on Love Connection coming up soon.
Now, Portia's ass has been to an Olive Garden, okay?
Yes.
And that's why I will always be on Team Portia.
Yes.
So then, then Luann comes in.
And yes. As Diana Ross, that's sort of problematic costume. We talked about this, I think, a few months ago. And a few months ago, you know, I believe as a white person who really is, of course, as a white man, I, of course, am the most entitled one to judge on these things. But we sort of like I seem to remember saying, you know, it felt like the costume rode the line. But I feel like she's getting a lot of flack for it. So, listen, I think if you're white, just don't dress like a black person. Just try not to do that.
Yeah.
Even if you like, I think like as blackface goes, this is as like blackface can get really, really, really bad. So I would say like given that it's all bad, this is the best of the bad. But
well, it's bronzer.
Yeah, don't do
what
it.
Are you gonna
just
do?
Don't do it.
What are you gonna do? Yell at the Tin Man now? Is he next?
Oh, suddenly I can't do silver face now.
Oh, Luann. Carol, I think, had the best reaction. She goes, that is so disrespectful. Luann is tone deaf when it comes to cultural stereotypes. Also tone deaf.
I'm Diana Ross because she's fabulous. I'm like, well, here's the thing. The other thing is that, like, the afro was so crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just didn't really know what to make of the entire thing. I don't know.
Oh, Luann. So Dorinda's like, should we invite Sonya over? Fuck her. Should we invite Sonya over? Fuck her. Should we invite Sonya over? Fuck her. So Dorinda is already just shit-faced. It's like, you're shit-faced, Dorinda.
Yeah.
And she's getting herself so worked up. And Ramona's like, well, you know, maybe she's just being Sonya. She's in Sonya. She's in Sonya's universe. It's called Sonya. And she's like, no, fuck her. Hey, you go over there and tell her to fuck herself, okay? I'm the host of the party. That's what you're supposed to do when you walk in. You say hello to the host. I'm like, actually, no, it's not.
Yeah,
the host is kind of the one who's supposed to do that.
That's what the host does. She doesn't want to figure out she can fuck herself and stay in that fucking corner. I'm like, great hosting. And then Ramona just sort of explains it by saying, well, whoa, well, you know, Dorinda is, let's call it a spitfire, a spit cracker. I'm like, a spit cracker?
Luann's like, that was my line.
That was my original costume. Hey, when you walk into dinner party, you greet the host, no? When you walk into dinner party, do you greet the host? Do you walk into dinner party, you greet the host? When you walk into dinner party, you greet the host, right? When you walk into dinner party, you greet the host. So this is Dorinda. She's saying this over and over again. She's like rotating. She's literally like going around like, you know, like 5 degrees saying it, 5 more degrees, rotation. And in the and on top of that, she's dressed in bubbles. They're all clanking around like boom, 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 boom. And she's doing it. She's like, listen, when you walk into the party, do you greet the host? 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 And then Sonya just slides right in there. Do you greet the oh.
Yes.
Like, surprise. Like, okay, fine.
Suddenly
you did.
There. That was so funny. I think she's just been to so many diners that she's used to having to wait for the hostess, you know?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think she got
She's like, I'm doing the checking in hostess. She's like, look at Sonya seating herself.
You don't seat yourself, Sonya. You gotta see the hostess first and then get seated.
So she's like, Lady Morgan. So Sonya's like, I was clinging to Rocco, okay? And she goes, is he afraid? Bring him over. Be polite, huh?
Like, he probably was afraid. You're dressed in bubbles.
Yes, you're terrifying right now. Like, and I love you, and I'm terrified of you right now, okay? So let's see. Luann
goes up to Sonya and is like, Sonya, darling, you know I love you, but I don't know why I have to say this to you every single goddamn summer. Stop talking to the press.
She's like, baby love, my baby love. Please stop talking about
We should also mention, by the way, that Luann has a little fake microphone. And so every time she wants to really make a point, she holds this fake microphone up to her mouth and goes, don't be so uncool. You broke the girl code. Get it? Those are my songs. Chic, c'est la vie. Money can't buy you class.
Yeah, she's really riding this hard. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Her next song is going to be called I Suffered So Much. Because she goes into this, like, I suffered so much thing again when she gets drunk. Because Luann gets drunk as hell, too, which is so funny. So
it's
Bethany
like a merry-go-round of emotions. A merry-go-round.
So, excellent français, am I right? So, Bethany comes in as Barbie, and she's like, well, I wanted to be Barbie, but these drag queens did my wig, so I'm like a drag Barbie Texas prostitute.
Gretchen Rossi, yes. She was basically dressed as Gretchen Rossi.
Yeah, pretty much. So, she starts cracking up at Luann's. What did she say? She said she's got the balls of a burger? That's what I wrote.
I don't remember. I think at that moment, pretzels were being handed out, and I was like, I'll come back to that later when I forgot to. But she was like, you got to hand it to Luann. You know what? She's got the balls of a hamburger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't eat, do you?
I mean, seriously, she's basically dressed like cake right now. So,
and then she, like, by the way, Carol has a perfectly fine costume. And she just starts shading it. She's like, and there's Carol, okay? She's dressed like a aviator cousin to that safari thing she wanted that she wore at that party, huh? Like, that's what I was. Get it? What's the matter? What's going on? You like that joke? Remember that outfit she wore in that one scene? Yeah. Once, like, a year ago?
At least Ramona's happy. She can show her tits and her camel toe, so, you know, she wins. Jesus, Bethany. Like, Bethany's just like sunshine coming in. It's like sunshine walking right through. She's like, you suck,
you're ugly, you're fat. And you suck. By the way, I hate cake. Don't anyone mention cake to me ever again. Okay? Happy Halloween.
Bethany's attitude reminds me of sunshine. Oddly enough, I don't know if this is controversial. I thought Ramona looked really good in her costume, considering she's 60 years old. I mean, she looked good.
Yeah. Controversial.
Okay. Like, well, some people were like, no, she doesn't. She's too old to be dressing like that. But I actually thought she pulled it off.
Okay. It's also, rubber, okay? I'm rubber and you're glue. And whatever you say bounces off of me, and then I forgot the rest of the rhyme because I'm wearing rubber, and it's really hot, okay?
I'm rubber, okay? You're glue. Whatever I say bounces off me and sticks to you unless you're rubber cement, and then it bounces off you and bounces back onto me, and back onto you, and then to me, and then to you, and then to me, and then to you, and then to me, and then to you, and then to me again, and then one more time to you, and then Mario's like, what's going on? I'm like, hold on, we're still bouncing onto me, onto you.
I'm sweating in places I didn't even know I had, okay? It's a lot of bouncing and rubbers.
I'm sweating in my tail. Who knew I had a tail? Importantly, around this time I had to pause because I think I had to get rid of my my water cup because the trash did come by. And when I looked back at my screen, I realized that Carol was sitting in front of a little cat skeleton. Not like a funny cat skeleton. It was like a little replica of what a little cat would look like.
It's like a literal skeleton.
It was like a literal skeleton, like a walking cat, but with no flesh or skin or anything. It was just bones, like a cat.
She's like, look, it's baby number one. Hey, look, there's baby. Ah! Why would you do the baby? I said reupholster the couch, not baby.
So Carol lights up a cigarette. for some reason. And Bethany's like, Carrie, you smoke cigarettes now? Seriously? Literally? Seriously? Yeah, seriously? Smoking? Seriously? Seriously? What?
Like camels?
And she's like, Amelia camels. Was a chain smoker. I only smoke when I'm in character.
Is Carol smoking? Carol, you're smoking. You're running a marathon. You're smoking? What a crazy, non-responsive bitch you are. You better not be smoking camels. That's a little traumatic. I mean, have some respect.
That's all you need to do, Luann. Just get back up on another pack of camels. So Dorinda's like, we get a montage of Dorinda just
this
being
is
like,
an important turning point for Dorinda in the episode.
Yeah, because she's like, hey, Carol, after the marathon, you can come to my place, and I'll get you wine, and we'll tell secrets, and you can sleep in my bed. You know what SNL is? It's part of NASA. Alexander Gallagher's made my dress. They're like, what?
We'll ask ghost hunters. I'll make a chicken. Is the chicken to be a ghost? We'll be like, let's hunt the chicken. It's a ghost. It's a ghost. Chicken Hunters. You ever watched Chicken Hunters? It's a really good show. It starts Sam Robards. It's so good. So, yeah. So then she starts telling everyone about her costume. She's like, I had the guy from SNL. I actually wrote it word for word as best I could. She's, I had the guy from SNL, Saturday Night Live, who did it for Ann Lee, Andy Samberg, the NSL person, made it for me. She's now working for Sesame Street. Yeah. Adam Sandler's thing did it for me. And Bethany's like, Anna Sandler.
Anna Gasteyer.
Biggest kid for NSL for Lady Gaga and Anna Sandler. That guy did it for me. Did my dress.
Phil Hartman.
NSL. NSA Leaks. Is, Snowden. That was Snowden. Is Anna.
She's making delicious cookies now.
Yeah.
So then we.
Phil Hartman. Never forget Phil Hartman. Yeah.
Never forget Phil. He made me this dress. So Luann's like, well, I've spent 2 years of my life defending Tom. You know why? Because I loved him. Let's go sing karaoke. I love karaoke. I need to sing. It's like, God.
Oh, yeah, because Dorinda has now been ushered out by John. John's like, all right, let's get you out of here. So they leave. And Luann's like, I want to sing karaoke on a functioning microphone. I know this one seems like it's working because all you can hear is my wonderful karaoke voice. But trust me, it's not working.
Well, you know, I was trained in the theater, so I technically don't need this. But, you know, it's nice to have something to hold.
What a crazy moment in my life, right? 2 years of it. 2 years of me defending Tom's. Would you believe it, girl? 2 years of defending Tom on a crazy moment in my life. Some people wait a lifetime for a crazy moment like this. Am I right, girls?
I've suffered so much. And Carol didn't even text me. I was upset, Carol. You didn't even text me? I was suffering.
Suffering right there. When's Carol going to text? And you know why? You know why I suffered so much? Because I loved him. And I loved Carol. We were in a good place.
Carol's like, shut up, Luann.
It would have been considerate.
Well, she's like, well, it would have been considerate if you called when Adam dumped my ass. I mean, stop bringing me coffee as much on a typical standard day-to-day basis.
So Luann, this cracks me up. Luann says that she goes, the simple fact is you could have been a woman with a heart and a soul that says, hey, I understand what you went through. That's heart and soul, baby.
It's my new song.
1, 2, 3, 4. Da 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 da.
Heart and soul.
That's what you call heart and soul, baby. Why don't you take some notes, Rat? So well, you were a reporter once or so, you say.
And Ramona, okay, so then Luann goes, well, hopefully Carol can get over the top of this. Because I don't live in the past, like some people. Didn't text me in the past. But that's over now. I still don't have a text, and it's the present now. But, you know, I'm not going to worry about the past when I didn't get a text. I'm worried about the present, where I currently still don't have a text from Carol.
I don't live in the past. I only dress like I live in the past. I'm like, you're dressed like a 70s icon. So Carol's like, well, I'm sorry. I should have reached out to you. She's like, And she's like, but you didn't reach out to Adam. She's like, I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm sorry about that. I should have. I'm sorry.
Well, get over the top of it, Carol.
Hey, so, I got something to say. Huh? So, what's the matter? What's going on? Okay, so I'm rich. So, guess what? I got an investment property in the Hamptons. I got it right on the highway there, like right in the middle of the highway. It's like actually the median. I'm building a little tiny house in the median there. It's going to be really big. And I was like, whoa, in Southampton or in any of the Hamptons?
It's on Montauk Road.
South of the highway is preferred. Okay, Bethany?
It's like, oh, so you bought on the highway? Who wants to live on a highway? That's like the craziest thing. You know what I say? If you want to live on a highway, who cares? Sorry. That's me, okay? Like, you can live on a highway. I don't want to live on a highway. It's like standing around waiting for a train crash on a highway.
Who wants to live on a highway? Everyone wants to live south of the highway or under the highway if possible, okay? I'm sorry. All I'm saying is I would never buy on the highway. That's me. Sorry. That's just me.
And then Bethany is getting so pissed because she obviously did buy this like right on the right on the highway or whatever.
Yeah.
And Ramona's never gonna let her forget it. So Bethany just gets so mad. She's like, "Well, I'm glad I got your approval, Ramona. That's great."
Yeah.
And she's like,
"Oh, I mean, it's on the south side of the highway. Like, what do we want? It's on the south side of it. Okay, that's not the highway. Okay,
it's literally in the spaghetti bowl." Okay.
Yeah.
Like, so Ramona's like,
"Look,
I'm like you." She goes, "I'm like you, okay? I'm entrepreneurial." And she goes, "No." And she goes, "Whatever." She goes, "Whatever, Bethany."
It was amazing. Bethany is getting so mad because at first I was like, "Why is Bethany getting so mad?" But essentially, she's mad because Ramona's going on national TV and ruining the listing value of this flip. And by the way, of course, because I am concerned about these things, I immediately texted my friend Neil, who is also a realtor in the Hamptons. And I was like, is it true that people want to live south of the highway? And he said, yes, it actually is true because it's closer to the beach. Okay.
Okay. South of the – if you want to live on a freeway, go ahead. Okay.
Being on the highway is not south of the highway. It's just not. Sorry.
Luann's like, let's go riding on the freeway. That's love in a pink Cadillac.
Listen, we can exit south of the freeway if you want. That makes you feel any better.
Okay, so let's see here. Sonny goes, you guys were doing so well. And Luann goes, oh, you're getting along like a house on fire. Ladies.
Get it? It's a house on fire. This house is on fire. Hashtag karaoke. Meanwhile, while Bethany's yelling at Ramona, she's also simultaneously gathering up all of Dorinda's little bubbles that have fallen off and split in half. I don't know if you noticed it, but she's like stacking them. She's like, you know what? I'm like really sick of this. I'm really sick of, you know, all the I'm sick of you like degrading my property, okay? It's like it's south of the highway, okay? Like I literally can't. Like, okay, what's the matter? What's going on?
You can't help yourself from being unkind. And she goes, I have a home. And Bethany goes, I have five homes. Okay. I have five. And she goes, she just can't help it. It's like she wears a meat suit to a tiger cage. Like she just can't help herself. Like she's an idiot. She's like, you know what, Bethany? And then she steals the microphone. Doesn't she steal the microphone from Luann.
Yeah. She steals the microphone and she goes, I believe in women. I empower women. And the editors are hilarious because they adjust the audio. They add filters to make it sound like she's speaking over a megaphone, like she's addressing a rally, like at the Women's March. She's like, oh, I believe in women. I empower women. At first, I was like, oh, my God, did Luann's microphone come with like a little speaker? I was like, no, of course not. She's just not carrying around. I looked at it. It's a cardboard. They literally adjusted the audio to make Ramona sound like she's at a rally.
So good.
That was the funniest shit I've ever heard.
So Bethany's trying to grab the mic, and Ramona won't give it to her. It's like, listen to me. And she goes, you listen. You're wrong, Bethany. And she goes, no, you listen to me. No, you listen. You're wrong. I have a house.
You're wrong. I have a house. Just ask Pomona, okay? She has all the stats. She has all the comps for the neighborhood. And guess what? Your house on the highway doesn't count because we don't even comp those houses, okay? Sorry.
What does Carol say? She's just like, wait a minute. A house on a freeway. She's like, come on, Amelia. Come on.
Come on, Amelia. You want a piece? Come on, Amelia.
Like, Bethany's literally threatening to kill Amelia Earhart right now.
And Ramona's like, you're crucifying me for no fucking reason. And Bethany's like, oh, there's every reason to crucify you, which is actually true.
Jesus Christ. Superstar.
Listen, you may crucify me, but Jesus Christ was still a superstar, just like Britney Spears. Oh, 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 I want to go, oh, oh, to the place, ace, ace, singing a song, ong, 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 ong.
Listen, do you think it was easy for Jesus Christ to wander through the desert for 30 days in a rubber suit? It wasn't, okay? And she's like, listen, right now, no one believes the bullshit you spew, okay? And she's like, I'd like when someone questions me, Bethany, because I'd like to be educated, but Bethany doesn't.
Oh, God bless these ladies.
So funny. It's like they're already wasted. Everybody's already mad at Sonia. Carol and Bethany are about to go at it. Bethany got to mix. She got to give herself a plug for every goddamn business that she's ever even thought of. I mean, yeah. It's just classic already.
Yeah, it's such a funny way to start the season. And I actually believe that they had stuff that they had filmed like a month earlier. But then when the producers saw Dorinda get so – all of them get so sloppy at this party, like, you know what? We got to start the season here. This we got to yes. come storming out of the gate. Because it was – I can't even say. Like no one does it like these women. No one does it. They're just the best.
And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives of New York City.
We somehow made it after a very long week. But guess what? It's not over because we're back tomorrow to talk Southern Charm. And that premiered tonight. I haven't even watched it yet, but people are already saying on Twitter it's hilarious. So, wow. The marathon guys. Week, we're almost at the end, but it's getting better and better as it goes along.
Yep, and we will see you tomorrow with some Southern Charm, everybody. If you want tickets for the live shows, go over to watchwithcrappins.com. And we will talk to you soon. We'd love you guys.
Bye.